Good morning, St. James.
Good morning.
At the 9 o'clock service, I begin my sermon by asking the congregation to baa like sheep. I know you are all far too serious for that, but I will say that they performed admirably. And if you're wondering why I would ask them to do such a thing, well, I believe it's plain from our readings, from our music. This week, it's Good Shepherd Sunday. The gospel that Matt just read, our psalm, even some of our hymns, all are focused on this imagery of the divine as shepherd, and in the case of the gospel, Jesus as the good shepherd, which makes shepherds and thus sheep the natural subjects for today's sermon. Bah! I will tell you, however, my interest in farm animals is far more personal. You see, back in a different part of my life, long before I moved to Manhattan, I lived on a farm, and I raised goats. And those sheep and goats are not the same animals. They're far more alike than you would think, especially in this context. Both are herd animals. Both developed alongside humanity. And I have stories from this part of my life where every morning I put on my overalls and a pair of hot pink Crocs and troop down to the goat pen to milk Grace and Blackberry before I went to work. These stories that connect me to this image of Jesus as shepherd. Now, you may personally not have felt the exasperation of a goat who insists on putting their foot into the milk pail right as you finish milking her. You may not know what a ridiculously bad idea it is to transport goats in a minivan. You may not have the memories of a night you couldn't sleep because the coyotes were yip-yip-yipping at the fence line. But while we may not have roaming herds of farm animals on the Upper East Side, in other parts of the world, humans and goats and sheep live in pretty close proximity. Over the centuries, millennia really, we've developed a symbiotic relationship of sorts. Those who serve as shepherds care for goats and sheep, make sure the animals have food and water, a place to sleep, safety from predators. And in turn, they provide us with things that we need, milk, sometimes meat, wool in the case of sheep. But there are other things too. If my Grace were here, she'd tell you that it was her quiet companionship in those early mornings that helped center my days as a young mom who was definitely trying to do too much. Stories of shepherds and sheep appear throughout the Bible. We know how a young David used his slingshot, the tool that he had to protect his flock, to take down the fearsome Goliath. Or the shepherds who watched their flocks when the angel Gabriel appeared and told them to look for a star in the sky because everything had changed. In Exodus, Moses was a shepherd, both of livestock and his people, as he led the ancient Israelites out of the desert. There are so many stories of shepherds. You'd think that this was a profession that was highly regarded, as opposed to a lowly one, something that was done by the young or those without status. After all, dealing with animals, sheep in particular, can be pretty demanding work and a little stinky. And then we also have all these other scriptural images of shepherds, parables like the one from Matthew where the shepherd leaves the rest of his flock to rescue just one sheep. Or the 23rd Psalm we heard this morning, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." And then there's Jesus himself as the Lamb of God, even appearing in the images for the stations of the cross that adorned our church during our Lenten journey. But if Jesus is the good shepherd, does that then make us the sheep? And if so, are we okay being likened to an animal, particularly one who is said to be complacent, unable to think for itself, perhaps not that bright? Even in today's gospel, Jesus, as Good Shepherd, isn't necessarily what we think. In part, it's the limitation of English, because the word here isn't meant to be a binary, the opposite of bad. But to note that among shepherds, Jesus serves as a model for us. One who shows us the way as he cares for us. The word in Greek is kalos, meaning beautiful, captivating, morally good. One who seeks to do his best for us, even to the point of laying down his life. And for Jesus to be known as a shepherd instead of a lord or a ruler or a king is a kind of humbling that is completely consistent with the priorities that God has and the raising up of the lowly that God wants us to understand and appreciate and emulate. I think that's the example that we as the sheep are being shown. That we are meant to embrace if we count ourselves among the sheep. It's this glimpse of the very depth and breadth of the love that God has for all of God's children. And the love that God means for us to share with one another. Us, particularly who oftentimes forget that at God's people, we are called to be in community, just like a flock. And to follow the shepherd who walks with us, who knows our name and stays with us even when we go astray. The story of the Good Shepherd and our part in it is an invitation to what God wants for us, an abundant life. It's a reminder of this community we belong to and this faith that we are called to. It's an opportunity for us to celebrate our commonalities rather than our differences and to lay down those individual pieces of ourselves, our egos, and open up ourselves for caring, for love, as we submit ourselves to the will of that most gracious of shepherds and remember how we are all one in God. I know I said I wasn't going to do this to you, but maybe you'll indulge me for just a moment. Because every one of us, we are all part of God's flock. We are all counted as God's sheep. I'll even go first. Bah! Now your turn. One more time. In the name of the God who loves us to the point of having laid down his life for us. Amen.